The presidential election is still more than a month away, but in many states, early voting is already going on. Today, Ohio opens the polls to early voters. It's one of 34 states that have some kind of early voting system. Michigan, however, is not one of those states. Michigan radio commentator Keith Oppenheim thinks that needs to change.
Last week, I went to my local city hall. I was feeling good. It was my daughter's 18th birthday. I helped her register to vote. Civic pride for a dad. Next thing, my mood darkens. I applied for an absentee ballot, and on the application, I had to check off a little box that says I will be out of the area on election day. It's true. I work pretty far from where I live and vote. On November 6th, I'll leave the house at 7 in the morning and get back home around 10:30 at night. So there's a good chance everything could be over by the time I've returned to my driveway. Now, to be clear, getting the absentee ballot isn't the problem. It's easy. What gets me is I have to give a reason. Michigan is one of a minority of states that still requires a reason for wanting an absentee ballot. To me, that represents a mentality which creates disincentives to voting. It should be more accessible. In my view, not having early voting is anti-democratic, and not unlike the push for voter ID laws. Because in our state and country, we really don't have a problem with voter fraud. We have a huge problem with voter participation. In the 2008 presidential election, we had one of our highest turnouts in a while, but that was still only about 57%, well below what other Western countries get, many which give their citizens a national holiday for voting. What do? We take about 2 years to elect a president. We have a warm-up year, which clogs the process. Then we have about 20 early debates, followed by primaries, conventions, final debates, and then election day. So, after all that, we're hoping to have a healthy democracy by expecting people to get to the polls in just one day. I teach college students, and when I ask them if they're voting, they tell me a lot depends on their schedule. And think about folks who don't drive, the elderly, people who just don't want to wait in line or don't want to go out if the weather's bad. Look, most of America is wising up to the fact that that's nuts. Our election process may be way too long, but even if it was far shorter, we're surely going to devote time in our national conversation about who should become the leader of the free world. So we should also devote a reasonable chunk of time to cast a ballot. The good news is, nationally, early voting is on the rise and may well represent more than a third of all ballots cast this election cycle. But in Michigan, we haven't joined the revolution. And when we want more flexibility, we still have to give an excuse.
Keith Oppenheim is a broadcasting professor at Grand Valley State University. His views are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of Michigan Radio, its management, or its license holder, the University of Michigan.